Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Barbara Bradley. The scripture is Genesis chapters 27 and 28. I love a good story. When I read today's verses, they actually played out in my mind like a theatrical play with all the necessities. A plot with twists and turns, drama, wardrobe changes, symbolism, and foreshadowing. This story does not disappoint. Here's the cast. Isaac, Abraham's son and husband of Rebekah. He was blessed by God and very rich. Rebekah, Isaac's wife and mom of twins Jacob and Esau. Esau, the firstborn, a skillful hunter. Jacob, a twin of Esau, and the favorite child. Long story short is that there was a lot of manipulation. Nobody trusted anybody. Worse yet, they didn't trust God. They schemed and maneuvered in human wisdom, rejecting God at every pass. Nevertheless, God still accomplished his purpose. The scene opens with Isaac up in the bed thinking, like a man with the flu, he's certain death is near. Key the sad music. Esau, he says, come to me, son. I don't know how much longer I have on this earth. Go, son, my skilled hunter, go fetch me a kill and bring me a fine meal so that I may bless you. Pan out. Rebekah, the mom, overhears this exchange and calls for Jacob. She is not about to let Esau get this blessing, as Jacob is her favorite. She tells him of her plans. He must go fetch the two finest goats, and she will make her famous stew. Jacob is like, Mom, this is not going to work. Dad's going to know. Esau is like a hairy beast. Rebekah goes as far as placing goat fur on Jacob's hands to fool Isaac into bestowing this great blessing onto Jacob. While Esau is off hunting, Jacob and Mom are carrying out their plot to trick Isaac. He brings the goats to Mom and she cooks her famous goat stew. Jacob leans into Isaac with a plate of stew. Isaac's gut tells him something may be up as he questions, That was quick. Is this really you, Esau? Let me feel your hands. Isaac blesses the wrong son. Everybody freaks out. They think there is magic in this blessing and lose sight that God is behind the blessing. So without God, the blessing means nothing. Rebekah tells Jacob to get the heck out of town because his brother is on a tear. Go see my brother, Laban, in Haran, and marry one of those women. Isaac sends Jacob away with a blessing and asks the Lord to fulfill his promises to Abraham through Jacob and his descendants. Off Jacob went and eventually came to a certain place and put his stone down to use as a pillow and slept. That night he dreamed of a ladder, a great ladder that stretched from the earth to heaven with angels ascending and descending the ladder. The Lord stood above the ladder and told Jacob his children would be numerous and all the nations would be blessed through them. Jacob was filled with joy and knew this spot to be the house of God and the gateway to heaven. He anointed a pillar of stone with oil and named the location Bethel. He vowed to worship the God of his father Abraham. Curtains close and there is applause. When we know God is with us, we wait differently. Am I right? When you live with the confidence the Lord is watching over you and wants only the best for you, it makes it easier to step out into the unknown. Let us pray. Lord, fill me with your courage when I can't find my own. Your love moves mountains, crosses seas, and breathes life into the darkest of places. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.